Paul Darcy, it's good to be with you here in your own studio, just outside Skerry. Tell me about your background.
Born in Dublin, in the Coombe. 6 months later, parents emigrated to South Africa. And my father was a boilermaker working down the mines. We were there for 12 years. Grew up in South Africa in the 70s. Very idyllic lifestyle, outdoor lifestyle. Little house on the prairie sort of upbringing, really. It was absolutely fantastic. After that, then, we moved to Namibia, Southwest Africa, as it was called at the time. And we lived there in a place called Swakopmund. But again, idyllic, living in the desert, fishing at the sea, that sort of thing. At the age of 12 or 13, moved back to Ireland. Lived in Dublin, around South Circular Road, and then in Navan, and then in Lusk, and now finally in Skerries.
Your education?
Education is many primary schools, a number of secondary schools. I went to night school in NCAD. Then I went to DCAD, Dunleary. I was doing a degree course there, but I was working at the same time. And basically, the degree course, I stopped after about 2 years.
What were you studying?
Fine arts, painting, yeah. Both colleges, I was obsessed, and I still am, with painting. That's my entire life. There's only ever been really one focus in my life, and that's painting. It's just ingrained into me, that's it.
And in the early days, what was the daytime job to keep?
The daytime job was working in buildings, working on construction sites and stuff like that. But the work I was doing at the time was industrial flooring, and a lot of that work tended to be at night. So I had my entire days free, and it also tended to be at the weekends. So again, I had most of my week free during the day. And I had the true garret. It was in a farmyard in Lusk that I converted myself into a workable studio. The farmer there, Mark Taylor, gave me his shed for free just to use it because it was kind of derelict. And I started painting there. And then when I met my wife, we moved here. And the only reason we moved to Skerries was because of this house had a big barn out the back of it, which was the studio.
Your style and the type of medium that you use.
Yeah, I suppose my preference is for oils, although I've used all mediums like most artists will experiment with everything. Oils would be my preference. The style, like all artists, develops as you're moving along. But I settled early enough on a kind of surreal type of painting. But it always orientated around my own personal life and my family. The work at the minute involves planetary images and water. I have a big graw for water.
Have you always had?
Always had an interest.
An interest in water?
Water, yeah. I'm absolutely obsessed with water. I mix it with creating different realities insofar as you have the earth and above ground and the air, and then mixed with water, all in the same picture. And there's life above it and in it and around it. And now I'm adding in celestial elements to it. So there's many worlds in one world. I don't know what I'm going to paint. And that's the thrill of doing it. It's the thing that wakes you up every day. It's the thing that makes you nervous. But that is the drug. That is what it's about. So I do have a philosophical view of painting. It's time of life, it's occasion. And for me, even not painting is painting insofar as I'm always thinking about it. So it allows gestation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm thinking about it all the time.
Yeah. 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 So it's, do you like people who look at your work to have to to use their imagination, to have to study the piece to get their own meaning from it.
Absolutely, yeah. My paintings tend to be conversational pieces because they're not of a landscape, of a place, or of a person. They're a confusion of all those things. So it generally gets a lot of comment. When I look at a painting, I don't look at the painting from the point of view of why the artist painted it. I look at it from the point of view of what I get out of it. And I presume that every viewer that looks at my work has the same concept.
All right. Do you consider yourself lucky here in living in just outside Skerries, where it's quite surrounded by trees, quite near the sea? Is that important to an artist to have
environment is important. But environment, choosing your environment, as we did, was because we were fortunate enough to do it. And so we created a kind of an ideal place to work. And as you can see, it's quite quiet here.
And what about commissioned work down through the years? I mean, you told me about...
In good times, you get many, many people coming to you, and in bad times, you don't. Mm. But you still keep working, and you keep working on what interests you and what makes you want to get up. You always have work, because that's what you are, you're painting.
Paul D'Arcy, it was a pleasure meeting you, and thank you very much for this interview.